following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Maseches Zevachim. We're holding on daf Samach, and we are about the middle of the page here, and it's at Omar Rova Moda Rabbi Yehuda B'damim. So actually, this is the way we got into this sugya in the first place. We only mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shita about the actual floor space being kosher as a mizbeach because we wanted to explain why it is that even though Rav holds that a mizbeach can be completely missing and you could still burn the korbanos on the floor where the mizbeach is meant to be, how could he possibly say that the mizbeach is broke and everything becomes possible because it's nidche? Nothing is nidche. And the answer was that just like Rav Yehuda, who holds that the floor is a mizbeach, agrees that for blood it's not considered to be a mizbeach, for that you need the actual binyan, so too Rav, who agrees that the place on the floor where you could have burned is as good as a mizbeach, but he too would be made it that the dam is not mizbeach. Because of that, we went off on a tangent for the entire past Talmud and more about what is this Rabbi Yehuda actually who holds that the Tocha Chotzer was Chatesh. And now we're getting back to the point that triggered the discussion in the first place, which is that Omar Rava Moda Rabbi Yehuda B'damim. We know that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chotzer was Kadesh in terms of the actual Haktorah, he would agree that it was not Kadesh for the purposes of sprinkling blood. It's a very simple proof. Tanya, remember that we had the whole discussion about, we had this earlier here in this Masechta too, about Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kosechada Yamimale Midamat Arovot V'Shofcho Agabi Mizbeach. Just in case there was any blood that had fallen from the hands of the Kohen after having the Kabbalah done. So because of that, they had closed up the drain in the Azorah, and the blood was all there so that the Kohen, remember, were walking up to their ankles in blood. Remember that old sugya? And then they would take one cup of that blood and pour it on the Mizbeach, and that would be a mixture. All you needed was a molecule of that dam, and you know those doctors, what do they call the ones that use the homeopathic dam? They would be very happy with that. And they figure, you know, one molecule. Of course, in their mixes, there's not even one molecule in most of them. But what you do? But so one molecule of dam from whatever fell would also be good, and that way you'd be machshir. All the korbanos that fell, but there'd be a little bit of dam mixed. Now, the problem is because that's absolutely absurd. If Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that the floor is a mizbeach, so then when it fell on the mizbeach, on the floor, it fell on the mizbeach. What's the point of picking it up? Now, maybe you'll say, let's just see that inside. The Isaac Adaita Sover, Yehuda Kula Azor Mikacha. And you're telling me that it's Kodesh even for Zerika. So then, Yehuda Vida La Mitzvatea. Then the Mitzvateh was already done. Because when it fell on the floor, it fell on the floor. Now maybe you'll say it. The reason the need to pick it up and do it again is because Dilim Shum Dikasrava Shvicha Mikoach Adam Behinan, but if it just fell, then you wouldn't be Yotzei the din of the Shvicha, because that has to be with the actual power of the Kohen's hand. Let's say that that's true. Does it make sense to say, take a mixture, go up to the Mizbeach and pour it on the Mizbeach? Just take a mixture and pour it out. Take a mixture from the floor and then splash it back down. Where it is? Yeah, what's the point of going up in his mizbeach? Because the whole floor is on his mizbeach. Must be because the mizbeach is indeed not the same as a floor. Maybe the floor is as good as the mizbeach when it comes to haktorah. When it comes to the dam, clearly even Rabbi Yehuda's made it, he left to put it on the actual mizbeach, and that was the svara that we said yesterday, that just like Rabbi Yehuda's made of a dam, so too Rav is made of a dam, lagabe, the din of dichui. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Because even if Rabbi Yehuda holds that it would be kosher on the ritzpah, but that would only be bidiavad,
I mean, are you going to say that the Dam has a whole relationship to the specific places on the Mizbeach? So you're saying, but in terms of the Kiddush, it's the same Kiddush. Fine. So you're Yotze.
But maybe they want to put it on the Mizbeach. Mishum Debina Mitzvah Mina Mufka. If you're going to pick it up already, you're trying to be Metakein, the Dam that fell. So it's nicer to walk up to the Mizbeach. Where does it say over here that if indeed he had poured it back out again on the floor, it wouldn't have been kosher? Maybe it would have been kosher. So we don't clearly have a riot that the Rava attempts to show us that he's made a bedamim. However, Lamaisa, it's reasonable, and it certainly is a svara that we can apply to Rav, who insists that only if they're, if Lamaisa, they're nishkotim, they're nitchim, despite the fact that it's the very same Rav who holds that if the Mizbeach is ne'ekar, that it's kosher haktora. There's no way out of that. I mean, you can't say the Mizbeach isn't there, but you could do haktora. And in the same breath, say, and if there's a scratch, the Mizbeach, everything is possible. That's crazy. Must be that there's a difference between the Dam and the Haktorah. That depends on the Machlokas, whether we learn it from Bechor or not. So, but he's saying, even if you hold, you need Koyach Adam, Bezrika, so pour it in the same place. That's the word it's got. Even if you hold. Omar Rabbi Elazar, it's more than just the issue. So we've discussed the issue of Mizbeach Shenifka vis-a-vis Haktorah. We've discussed the issue of Mizbeach Shenifka vis-a-vis Zrikas Adam. But I want to tell you something, says Rabbi Elazar. There's another issue of Mizbeach Shenifka. If there's any pegima in the Mizbeach, you are not allowed to eat kachim. What does that have to do with the Akhila? You're sitting there in the Azorah, you can't eat kachim. Ein ochlim begino, you cannot eat in its benefit, in other words, because of it, through its presence. We'll see why he says that. Shiarei mincha. We'll see why does he use the word shiarei mincha, where actually shiarei mincha, as we'll see, is a stand-in for all kachshi kachshi. That's because during the miluim itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave after the death of Nadav Avihu. So there it says, "Vayidaber Moshe al Aaron ve'al Elazar ve'al Tamar banav anotarim." This is okay. What do we do now? Kechu et hamincha hanoteret mishe Hashem ve'ichlu hamatzot etzel hamizbeach ki kadosh kadoshim. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Eat the shiore hamincha of the miluim next to the mizbeach. Etzel hamizbeach. Why does it have to be next to the mizbeach? Remember that the din of achilat shiarei mincha is matzot te'achel b'makom kadosh. It's the entire Azorah makom kadosh. Who ever heard of Eitzel HaMizbeach? There's a new din of Eitzel HaMizbeach. Ela, what it means is Eitzel HaMizbeach. Eitzel HaMizbeach means bizman shu shalem, when you have a mizbeach. Then you're eating in the Azorah. What it really means is in the presence of a mizbeach. So you're saying maybe that's dafka din in the shiarei minachot for some reason? Ashkechan shiarei mincha. How do I know that's true of all kachim? Kachim minolan? Talmud lomar. That's why the pasuk ends. Ki kodesh kodeshimi. What, you got to tell me all of a sudden that's kodesh kodeshimi? Obviously it's kodesh kodeshimi. Ella, you're telling me, and I'm telling you this halacha about shiarei minachot as a stand-in model for all kachim kodeshim. Okay, that could be, I understand, kachim need to be eaten in the Azorah. Maybe the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, which is in the Azorah, is part of the requirements of the Kedusha Azorah. But how about kachim kalim, which are eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim? They have to be eaten in the Azorah. Do they also only be allowed to be eaten if the Mizbeach is in good shape? Absolutely, says Rabbi Elazar. It's even true of kachim kalim. Now, how do we know that? Omar Abaye, we know that from the famous drasha of Rabbi Yossi, which is applied to a lot of things. And I'm going to tell you over, I don't want to bore you and tell you over all of the drasha of Rabbi Yossi, but the part that is relevant to our discussion goes as follows. Titania, Rabbi Yossi omer shlosha dvarim mishum shlosha zikenim. There were three things that he said. One, each one quoted from a different zaken of Chochma. I'm only going to tell you one of them. The one that's relevant to us, V'zechad me'en. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yocho ya'ale adam ma'aser sheni l'Yerushalayim, v'yochalenu bizman hazeh. You might think that a person would be allowed
If you hold Kedusha Ta'aretz, is still Kodesh. And therefore, there would be Meiser that you need to bring Bizman Hazeh. So now you've got Meiser Sheni. So you might think you could eat it in Yerushalayim. Not what we do, to be paid it. And then there's nothing now that you could do with that money except hope that you'd be able to eat it in Yerushalayim one day. But you might think Bizman Hazeh you could eat it. Now this is very confusing. I mean, if Lamaisa you hold that Kedusha Rishonah is Kitchen Lashayta Kitchati Lavo, which is the reason that there's Meiser Bizman Hazeh, then Yerushalayim should be Kodesh Bizman Hazeh. So you should be able to eat in Yerushalayim. Okay, this Gemara is going to get into. We'll see it's rather complex if we take into consideration all of the different approaches. But let's try to keep it simple first with Rashi's approach. So you might think you can eat it Bizman Hazeh. Well, actually, you can figure this out on your own. You think I'm going to bring you a pasuk? I am. But first, let's see why we can't figure it out on your own. But you know, you would say, well, look, I mean, I can figure this from looking at Bechor, okay? When it comes to the Bechor also has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. So Bechor ta'un hava'at makom, and Maser ta'un hava'at makom. So both of them, it says, you need to eat in Yerushalayim. Just like a Bechor, obviously, the Gemara is going to ask, what's so obvious? But just like a Bechor, obviously, is only eaten bifnei habayit, so too maaser should only be eaten bifnei habayit mitzad asfarah. Says the Gemara, what kind of asfarah is that? I mean, when there's a beis hamikdash. Well, yeah, let's pretend it's all the same thing. So, no, this is part of the issues that Tosfos has with Rashi's Pshat, but we'll see. So, ma le bechor, I'll tell you, that doesn't prove anything. It's obviously not the same. I mean, the bechor, you need to bring the domim and the murim on the mizbeach. So obviously, if you're going to need to do that, that's why you need to buy it. That's why you need the mizbeach. But Meiser has nothing to do with the Mizbeah. So indeed, I'm still left with my question. Why not eat Maaser Sheni, Bizman Hazeh, without Pidyon, in Yerushalayim? Oh, no. Bikurim Yochichu. Bikurim don't need anything brought on the Mizbeah, right? Nonetheless, Bikurim also have to be brought, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, have to be brought to Yerushalayim. And they require a bite. Well, but that doesn't prove anything. They may not need hakrava on the mizbeach, but they need v'inichum lifnei Hashem lokech. They need to put them in front of the mizbeach, right? So lifnei mizbeach Hashem lokech. So maybe that's why they cannot be brought bizman hazeh. Hashem king maaser that doesn't require mizbeach at all. Maybe there indeed you could eat it bizman hazeh. Now you understand why I need to bring you a pasuk. Okay, here's the pasuk. And this is now the big hekesh that tells us that whatever dinim would apply to the mincha, or to the bechor, or to kachip kachip, or for that matter, will apply also to kachip kalim, which Abai is trying to use. We're using it over here to compare the maaser dagan to the dinim of bechor. But Abai is saying the same drosh of Rabbi Yossi works to compare kachim kalim to kachim kachim in terms of the requirement for mizbeach shalem. And what is that pasuk? Veveitem shama olotechem v'zivchechem. Now, first of all, that's now ola shlomim masrotechem trumat yetchem nidrechem nidvotechem bekorot bekarchem vitzonchem. In which case, we now have a hekesh of all of the issues to each other. And just like we learn over there that the Bechor is Eino Ela Bifnei Abayit, so too the Maaser is also Eino Ela Bifnei Abayit. That explains it. But didn't we, you had two Mekorot. Why? I still don't understand why we need a pasuk. You were going to learn from Bechor, so you said, no, Bechor, you need to bring a Muri. So then I said, okay, so let's learn from Bikurim. He said, Bikurim, you need Hanokha. Okay, so let's just make a Maasai. If you tell me the din is in Murim, I said, no, Bikurim Yochia. You're going to tell me the din is Hanokha. Bechor Yochia. Atzara Shava Shabam. Shikaituni Mavat Makom. Ve'in Ochlam Atom Bizman Hazeh. So why don't you just say now, before you brought the pasuk, Nahara Dine, Veneta B'Matzad. That's simple. I mean, because it's obvious what you would have said. You would have said that Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, Yikalamifach, Malah Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, Sheken Yesh Behem, Tzad Mizbeach. Both of them require on some, not the same, but on some level, they require access to a Mizbeach, either for Havat Emurim or for Hanocha. But what does that have to do with Meister Sheni? Meister Sheni doesn't ever dream about a Mizbeach. The Mela, that I didn't even bother. I thought it was too obvious. But meanwhile, I have a Pasuk. Okay. So Abai is using this Pasuk for our purposes, namely to tell us that there's yet a third issue in which a Mizbeach Shenifkan passes. Not only Lagabe Haktorah, if it passes Lagabe Haktorah, Lamaisa Rav says that it doesn't, because you can use the Mbakum and the Mizbeach. Not only Lagabe Zrikas Dam, which we said made a rab by Damim, Nifkam Paso, which is why it's Nitre, but even Lagabe Achila, which would mean that if you brought a carbon, now everything is ready, you've already been Zeri Kadam, you're Makade Murim, now you want to eat the buzzer of your Shlomi. Can't eat the buzzer of your Shlomi if there's a Pagam in the Mizbeach. A day later, you still have some of your Shlomi. Can't eat it anymore. Fantastic. So now we have the Mizbeach related on three completely different levels, and what's Mashmah over here is, even Lagabe Achilat Maaser Sheni. Because he seems to be saying that it's dependent in the same thing that eating would be for the other korbanos. Now, says the Gemara, hold on a second. He seems to be making two different assumptions in terms of Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. So on the one hand, he started talking about if you have Maaser Sheni, you bring it up to Yerushalayim. So Bukhar is a given. I don't understand what thing, he's contradicting himself in terms of what's given and what he's not sure about. So I'm not sure. What does he hold? Microsoft. Does he hold Rabbi Yishmael? Ikasavik kedusha rishonak kichela shatavik kichela atid lavo. Does he hold that kedushat Yerushalayim is still kadosh mizman hazeh? So I don't understand what his question. He's so sure about the bechor not being kosher. Why is the bechor not kosher? So afilu bechor nami. So then, what's the issue? The bechor. Let's say that we would have a bechor that already I did all of the aveda b'fnei Abayim. And now I didn't eat my Bechor yet, but the Emurim were brought, the Zrukas Dam was brought. Now, walks in the Vukhanetzar, destroys the Beis HaMikdash. Can I eat my Bechor or not? That's the same question. I mean, obviously we don't need to talk about a realistic case, but we're trying to figure out the din. You could bring the din from a Bechor. So what would be the din of a Bechor? So even a Bechor, as a matter of fact, you know what? If you hold, as we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yoshua, if you hold that Kiddush Rishon HaKichel HaShayit HaKichel HaTid Lavo Shamati Shemakrivin Av HaPishen Shambayit, if Makrivin Av HaPishen Shambayit, you could even bring the Bechor now.
Is this just in terms of the Makom HaMikdash or
the whole Mitzvah? We'll get into the details. So then you should be able even to be Makriv your Bechor. So what are you telling me? You won't be able to eat the Bechor. That doesn't make any sense. So if Kedusha Rishayna is Kichel HaShayta, Kichel HaTid Lavo, then we would assume that whatever the din is Legabe, Kedushata Aretz as a whole, because that obviously is assuming, Rich, that you're Chayev in Maaser Sheni Bizman Hazeh. So if you're Chayev in Maaser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, you'd have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. The only question is, would you also hold that that's true about the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? That the Kiddusha that's dependent on the Bayit was also Latid Lavo. I mean, so then the Bechor should be kosher, Bizman Hazeh. V'yika Sava Lo Kicha Latid Lavo. And if you hold Yerushalayim is not Kaddish. So then you have the same question of the Bechor. So in other words, maybe he holds, maybe you'll say it's not a steer. You can hold the Kedusha Sa'aretz is kosher in terms of being Mechayev Yumaiser. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, that's a special Kedusha that's dependent on the Bayit. Chorav HaBayit, Chorav that Kedusha. So then, I don't understand why one is clearer than the other. If you hold Loki Chalatid Lavo, so then you can't bring the Bechor. Fine. So let's talk about the other case that we mentioned. You already brought the Bechor. Now comes Lord Nebuchadnezzar, destroys the Beit HaMikdash. So you're telling, well, it's obviously Bechor you wouldn't be able to eat, so Maaser should be the same as the Bechor. Why is it obvious that a Bechor you won't be able to eat? Who cares about the fact that a Bechor needs to buy it? You finished that part. You brought the carbon. Now you want to eat. If you're not sure if you need to buy it for the Kedusha of Achila, so then why are you sure about a Bechor that you definitely do? So something's missing over here. So now, Filo Bechor Nami Tiboy, why didn't he have exactly the question about the Bechor itself? You don't need to buy it now. Do you call the Mokum where the Bayit was, in Yerushalayim, Lifnei Hashem, even though all the dinim of the Kedusha of the Mechitzot was Betela, or not? Omer Ravino, I'll explain to you. La'olam kasrava lo kicha. Actually, Ravino holds that there's no Kedusha that would allow you to be considering it Lifnei Hashem. So then the Shaila is, why is one more clear than the other? We're talking about Hachma Yaskina. Clearly, we mean that you already completed the Zrikas Adam. You already completed the Emurim. Now the Bayit was destroyed. Now we understood that. This is not a big Kiddush of Ravina. We understood that that would be the question. He's just talking it out. Why is it obvious to me that I cannot eat that Bechor? Because there's a special drasha by Bechor that has nothing to do with this particular issue of Kichel HaShayit. It's because the Basar and the Dam of the Bechor has to be the same. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Et Damam Tizrog, Ve'et Bisaram. Now compares the two of them, the Et Bisaram Tizrog and Chelbam Taktir. Then Bisaram Yelachas. What do you see from there? Damam, Emuram, and Bisaram. Chalbam and Bisaram. So the three things now are compared. In which case, if I understand that I can't bring the Dam, so then that means I can't eat Bisaram. Even though I already brought the Dam. But it's telling me they all have the same din. That means the Pasuk is telling me if you would not be able to bring the Dam, you're not able to eat the Basar. That's a given. So now I'm asking you, does that given also relate to the Maaser Sheni or not? So first I tried to say, maybe it does. Then we explain why it doesn't. Therefore comes along the Pasuk, the Drasha of Yossi, Ve'evetem Sham Alotechem, Ve'zivchechem, Ve'et Ma'asrotechem. It compares them all. What do you mean, compares them all? Hold on, baby. How can you compare them all? Now you've got two Hekishes. You were Makish, the Basar to the Dam, and then you went ahead and you were Makish, Ma'aser to Bechor. That rings a bell, vaguely. Something about a lamad bin a lamad. Ain't a hekish. Sure, it's a hekish. Yeah, that's what all of our hekishes were like that. I seem to recall something about you can't have a hekish that's chorz a malamid be hekish. That's exactly what you're doing. You're learning that. You're telling me the makor, Ravina, the makor that he had, Rabbi Shmuel, that, well, of course, a makor you can't eat, was because of the hekish of Basar to Dam. And then you said, and how do I know it's true about Meiser? Because there's a hekesh of Meiser to Bechor. Hekesh, hekesh, equals... So what do we do now? Ask the Gemara, are you telling me, Ravina, v'chidobah alamei behekesh, chazerom alamei behekesh? Well, of course, what's the problem? We're talking about Meiser. Meiser's in Kaddish, remember? Maaser dagan is chulin. Ah, but again, we get back to our old nemesis. Do you look at the Lama? Do you look at the Malamed? So this is only good according to Mandiyama. Okay, that's very nice. If you hold that you follow what it is that is, what is being derived over here, Maaser Dagan is what's being derived, and it is Chulin, then there's no problem. But according to Mandiyama, Batamelamed Aslinan, what is the source? The source is Bechor Dam, to Bechor Basar, to Chulin Maaser. But you can't start off with the Bechor, because it's Kodesh. So now what? Michael Amema? That doesn't bother me, says Ravina, because the Dam and Basar are the same carbon. You don't call that a Hekish that's Malamed. It's not a Malamed anything. He's telling you the carbon has one din in all of its parts. That's not the same as a normal Hekish. Where you take things that actually are clearly separate and compare them to one another. It's one issue that we're just expressing what the one issue is. Anyway, so they were very proud of this whole drush, and well, all works out. Now we know that a Mizbeach and Ifka, Kenny Kachikachim, we work out what the din is, it got to be mice. Ah, great. Ravin goes up to Eretz Yisrael, and he says over this whole limud of Abai that applies to Kachikachim, he says it in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Rabbi Amir says, these absolute idiots in Bava, they're just beyond belief. Babloi tipshoi. Must be because they live in such a dark land that they say these dark things that are stupid. Amto deyatve ba'ara chashucha. They live in the valley. You know what LA is like. Amri shmaita demachashka. They say these dark things. What? They don't know the basics. Man, Mamish don't know the basics. They try to figure out the basics and come out with everything backwards. Whew, thank God I don't live there. So, Lo Shamilu, have they never heard the Braita? First of all, it says, I mean, this requires a little bit of brains. You can't expect them to work it all out. But first of all, in one Braita, it says, Hodetanya, Bisha'at Siluka Masa'ut, that when they took down the Mishkan and they started moving, the moment that the Levim take down the Mishkan, all Kutchim become Nifsali. That's very much like what Rav said. Mizbeach Shenifkam over here. You lost your ability to do anything. Everything is possible. And nonetheless, now this is fascinating, Zavin u'mitzora'in are still mishtalchim mechutz l'machane. Wow. So in other words, if you have kutchim, you have basar. You were inside of the machane shechina, which is in the chutzar mishkan. Behind you, the Levim are busily taking down the Beis HaMikdash. You're about to take a bite. I mean the mishkan. You're about to take a bite. Stop!
Okay.
Because you don't have a bite.
So it's retroactively possible?
No, now. No, just like we saw. I need to have the Mizbeach and the bayit, and now the whole thing is no go. So you say, ah, well, thank God, at least now that they took down the Mishkan, there's no bayit, I can call in my dear wife from outside. It was Mitzorah. No. The Mitzorah still have to stay out.
I can't eat.
There's, that's right. That part is the same. I mean, how exactly does that work? I mean, it must be that the machana itself is fine, so there's no shinoi in the machana, and there's a din in the mizbeach. But if the mizbeach is not working, which over here, that's been taken down, just like we said a moment ago, Rav says, I mean, not Rav, but we're saying the same din by Rav, Rabbi Loza said, that if the mizbeach was nifgam, in this case, ein lecha pegima gedola mizu, we took the whole thing away, so the kachem are nifsal.
And this
even though it doesn't affect the machan as a whole. I mean, what else does it mean?
And this constitutes a begam.
Taking it away?
Well, it's for, but it's a conscious, they're not
yes,
taking it away.
But it's gone.
We've done it for gone. Today, so let's take it down, or
we're moving. Now. We're leaving,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's
what bigger begam would there mean? It's not being there at all. Who cares why? Is there a mizbeach? No. It says, Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. Do we learn from a pasuk? It has to be next to the Mizbeach. Can you show me where that Mizbeach is or can you not? No. It's not there. Fine. What do you need to make it a moral issue? Everything is always a moral issue. That's what comes growing up among these boris.
It's really funny. It's like a wireless Mizbeach network almost. That when the router is down, you simply just can't
keep it. That's right. That's right. Very good. Some, a modern motion.
Interesting.
So now the only conclusion is that even though there's no breaking of the machana, so the basar is not possible because it was yotzeh chutz l'machana, because if it were, then we'd be allowed mitzrayim back. But we don't allow mitzrayim back. So it must be. That's because of mizbeach, right? Okay, now, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, the problem is that there's another bright. And the other bright says, V'tanya idach b'shnei mekomot, Kachim Nechalim. But during the time of the Midbar, there were two separate situations in which you were allowed to eat the Kachim in the Midbar. Either while the Machanot were set up in their place, or B'Sha'at Halichatam. And that's because even B'Sha'at Halichah, they didn't take apart the Machana, they took apart the Mishkan. The Machana was very strictly defined, even B'Sha'at Masa'ot. Even according to Oman Diyama, they even walked Keder Chanayatan. So it was the whole thing was standing in place, and the earth was revolving Biditan. But meanwhile, the Machana was intact, basically, right? Yeah, and no matter how you learn, that's the shape of the machana for Masa, and that's the shape of the machana for Chanaya. But it's still a machana with the golem and everything else. So therefore, you could eat kachim b'sha'at Masa ha-machana. How do you explain that, says Rabbi Yirmiyah? Yeah. So how do those dumbbells in Bavel, how do they explain that? Assuming that they had gave any thought to it. The only explanation is, my lab, hobakachim kalim. So what is this Braita telling you? It's telling you that you made up the whole thing. It ain't even true. By kachim kalim, you are allowed to eat, despite the fact that there is no mizbeach. Because otherwise, there's no way to figure out the contradiction between these two brayot. So therefore, forget about everything that Abaye was saying. Whoa, that was pretty rough. Now, Ravino was the one that was basically defending this. He was the one that had given us the whole insight into, well, what does he hold, you know, about the issue of Kichela Shaita, Kichela Tiblavo. That was all Ravina. So Ravina wanted to continue defending the position of Rabbi Shmuel here, the way we understood it. So Omer Ravina, says, no. Actually, we can still understand that both Braitot are referring to Kachim Kalim, and in fact, Kachim Kalim cannot be eaten when you take down the Mizbeach, Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael. I mean, but we were only asking Aliba de Yishmael, who was talking about, we brought our whole Raya, Yochel Yala Adam, Maser Sheni LeYerushalayim, and so on. So it's Rabbi Yishmael, he was the Makar of learning Basar from Dam in this Braita. So he is the one that indeed has no choice but to admit that once there's no Mizbeach, then you can't eat a Bechor. Bechor's got your calling. That's Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yishmael. There is a different drasha of that pasuk in Masechet Murah, and that's the Rabbanan, and they, okay, you could say that they're the authors of the other braita that says that the moment that you took down the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, and everything became nifsal, even, it was still kosher, rather, even b'shas ha-masos, because they don't have this drasha basar adam, they have a different drasha basar adam, not l'gabei achila. Still meaningful, aliba de Rabbanan, and there would be a difference between kachim kachim and kachim kalim. But the way Rabbi Shmuel would be learning, no problem. Kachim kalim are just as problematic as kachim kachim. So this is how Rashi learns the sugya, so that we start off with an assumption, kedushat ha'aretz lo batla, and we keep that assumption. And ma'aser chayav bizman hazeh. Then we entertain the question about what would be the din legabe, calling it lifnei Hashem bizman hazeh. And we go back and forth. First we say, well, if kichel ha'shaita v'kichel ha'atid lavo, you could even bring the bechor bizman hazeh, because you could be makriv a carbon, despite the fact that ein bayin, shamati shemakrivim afal pi shein bayin. Then we went back to, well, maybe lo kichel ha'atid lavo, and then what would be the question of a bechor? Obviously you can't bring a bechor, because you can't be makriv it. No, the case would be that I was makriv it. And I was Zurich to Dom, everything, I did everything. Now the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. I want to know, just in terms of the din of the Achilat Basar, I have a special limit from the Bechor, and I'm learning out from Bechor to everything else. Now, it's true that this is very strange, because it's dramatically different for Ravina to choose, particularly, that Kasavak, that Kedusha Rishona, the Olam Kasava Loki Chalati Davo, is the exact opposite direction that we always go. We always go to the opposite. That even if Kedusha Sa'oritz is Batel, Kedusha Yerushalayim is not Batel. And in fact, Tosis changes the Girsa to read just the opposite in Ravina. But that requires an entirely different approach to Sugya, which Bezat Hashem will do tomorrow. But now we have to do this whole Tosis over here, which could take us a few minutes. All right. I'll give you a chance to prepare, then we'll do it tomorrow. You know, it's all outside, just to get. This is such a beautiful sugya. I know Richie is, I know he's at the edge of his seat. He can barely. Please don't hit me just because I don't want to do the Tosis today, but one more day. One more day. Very good. Omar Rava, made a review of the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad Hayam Emaleh Midama Ta'arovot, V'Shofcho Agam Mizbeach, She'im Yishafech Damo Shel Achat Mihem, Nimtza Zeh Machshiro. Now, Isaac HaDaitu, so for Rabbi Yehuda Kula Azor Mikacha, so you already did the mitzvah on the dam that fell to the ground. Well, not necessarily. Dilma Mishum Dekasover Shvicha Mikoach Adam Behinah. Even so, why not just pick it up and pour it back out? So then Nashkei V'Nashbech Le'aduchte, right here, what do you got to walk up to the Mizbeach? I mean, maybe Mishum Debina Mitzvah Men HaMufchar. Omar Rabbi Elazar, you should know there's a third issue, besides Haktora and Zerika. There is also a Din of Mizbeach Shigifkan Eino Chlim Begino, Shiori Mincha, because that's what it says in Posek. It says, V'chlum Matzot Eitzel HaMizbeach. The Eitzel HaMizbeach V'chlum, it says B'makom Kadosh. Elo Bizman Shu Shalem, V'lo Bizman Shu Chaser. Ashkechan Shiori Mincha, how about kachikachim inolan? Well, that's the end of the pasuk. It says ki kodesh kadoshimi. And how about Kachib Kaliminai? Omer Abaye, Atem Bidrasha the Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Shlosha Dvarim, Mishum Shlosha Zekeini, Vzechad Mehem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yoch, Yale Adam Maser Sheini Bizmanazer, Li Yerushalayim, Vyochlenu, Vedinu. Bechor Ta'una Va'at Makom, Maser Ta'una Va'at Makom. Just like Bechor, Eino Ela Bifnei Abaye, Af Maser Eino Ela Bifnei Abaye. So I don't need a pasuk, right? No, you do. Because Mala Bechor Sheken Tun Matan Damim, Ve'imurim Lagabi Mizbeach, what about Bikurim? Bikurim Yochichu, they don't need a Mizbeach, should I do? Mala Bikurim Sheken Tun In Hanacha. Therefore, I do need a pasuk. Talmud Lomar, Ve'veitem Shama, Olotechem, Ve'zivchechem, Ve'et Ma'asrotechem, Ve'trumatiotchem, Ve'nidrechem, Ve'nidvotechem, Ubecharot Bekarchem. So it's all compared. Makish ma'aser lebechor, just like a bechor ain't all b'fnei abayit, av ma'aser ain't all b'fnei abayit. How come you didn't do a ma'atzad? Because mishum tikel mivrach ma'atzad hashav hashav shkinish from tzad mizbeach. And you just to understand Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, Maika Sova. Ika Sova k'dusha rishana k'chala sh'ata v'k'chala atid lavo. So then, afil bechor nami, you could ask, just bring the bechor b'zman hazeh. V'ika Sova lo k'chala atid lavo. So then it's the same question about the Bechor itself, assuming it had already been brought before the Churban. Omer Avina Liolam Kasova Lo Kitcha. And as you guessed, Achumai Eskidim, we are indeed talking about a Bechor, Shinizra Gdomo Kodem Churban Abayit, and everything was completed, and now Chorav Abayit, okay? Now the question is, can you eat the Basar? Adayin Basaro Kayam. I know that you can't, because eat Kish Basaro Ledomo, and therefore just like Domo Islam is Beach, so too, you need to have also the basar, which is bizman mizbeach. Afisaro only be mizbeach kayam. How do I know this is true even of the maser? Because I learned out the maser from the drasha that we were bringing in Rabbi Yishmael, and that I can learn out from Bechor. How can you do that? Is it davar lamed beakesh? Davar lamed beakesh chozer malamed beakesh? Well, my sedagan isn't kachim. My sedagan is schooling. Yes, but how about if you already go batar melamed, and in this case the melamed is the bechor? So now ma'ikalameimar. Well, it's not really a normal hekesh because damu basar, the same carbon, is chadam yotehi. Anyway, Ravin went up there to Yisrael, says this over quite proudly of what we've been worked out over here in Bavel. Amala shmaita kamed Rabbi Yirmiya, who said, Bavloi tipshoi, am tuliat vibara chashucha, am rishmaita de mulchashcha, mother. Lo shmielu adetanya bishat siluk basaot, kachim nifsalim, vizavinu mitzoreim, or nonetheless bishtachim chutzlobachitza, which can only be explained by a psul in the mizbeach. And yet on the other hand it says, vitanya idach, bishnei mikomot, even bishat masa, kachim nechalim. Now how do you explain that? My love, abakachim kalim. And therefore, Abai is even wrong. Forget about his drosha. The assumption was wrong. Omer Avina, well, maybe idivit abakachim kalim. Velo kasha Rabbi Yishmael harabanan.
The following is the doubt from the previous Afyomi cycle.
Okay, so we're holding on that Samach on the Aleph. And the truth is, we're smack bang in the middle of the sugya, but I let you go because everybody's looking like they were dying with Tzai Tishabov. But we still haven't gotten exactly to the end because the whole thing we started, remember, was the question of whether you still require the Mizbeach for Domin. So we said that we just brought Agav, but the same way that Rava said, Meida Rebbe Yudah, the Domin. So, of course, in our sugya also, just would be motive of the Dhamma. So we wanted to know, where was this Rebbe Yehuda? We never got to the end of the story of the Rebbe Yehuda, where we're still in the middle of that. But in any event, yesterday we discovered that according to the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, when it says that Kibesh Shlomo es ha-chatser, it means literally that Shlomo gave a din of Mizbeach to the floor, which means that I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda, you can actually be makriv korbanos on the floor of the Azorah. And the reason that that was done was because the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was katan
wasn't even referring to Mizbeach HaMechodesh, actually. It was referring to the Mizbeach Sha'as HaShloimei. The Mizbeach Sha'as HaShloimei, which was 400 square amas, was still, according to him, too small to be makriv the 22,000 bokar on, because according to him, the Mizbeach of Meisha was 36 square amas. And even if you multiply the elef oilos of Shlomo per day on 36 square amas, because according to him, we learn out ribua, remember, from Yecheskel, and it means it's 5 by 5 in every direction, which means that it's 10 by 10 as a square, which after taking off the amas and the side, you're left with still 6 by 6. You don't get, if you prorate it, you don't get it up to the 22,000, because 36 square amas is only about 11 times, 400 square amas is only about 11 times larger than the 36 square amas, and 11 times 1,000 is not 22,000, obviously. So he needed to be Makadosh Derech HaChatzer. That's where we were in the middle of, and meanwhile we discussed that Elibdur of Yossi, the Kilayim were 5 amas above the level of the Mizbeach being 10 amas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbeach was literally 3 amas. We got a lot of different machlokes about how to understand the measurements of the Pesukim, all based really around the same issues. So we're up to, on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, the Bishleima the Rabbi Yossi. So Bishleima the Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, it makes sense that Hainu Dechtiv Katan. Rabbi Yossi explained that the reason that Mizbeach HaNechoshes was mentioned as being katan was not that it was literally small, but rather that it was nipsel at that point, and they wanted to say it in a nice way. As if to say, well, we've outgrown the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. But that doesn't mean literally that there was no... we weren't even talking about the relationship of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing doesn't make any sense, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we weren't even talking about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes anyway, right? We're talking about the Mizbeach Sha'as HaShlomo. The problem was the Mizbeach Sha'as HaShlomo was only 20 by 20, the Makom HaMa'arocha. As we'll see later on, the whole history of the size of the Mizbeach. But Lamaita, at that point, the Mizbeach was 20 by 20 amas at the Makom HaMa'arocha. In which case, when we said it was katan, it wasn't a reference to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because we were talking about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and yet the pasuk said, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Yosan Moshe, Katan Miyakir, who cares about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? So what does it mean according to Rabbi Yehuda? No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we call Mizbeach HaNechoshes the Mizbeach Avonim Sha'as HaShlomo Takas Mizbeach HaNechoshes, is the point. It was Mizbeach HaNechoshes is the model, after all, and the paradigm of the nature of the Mizbeach. And we always call the Mizbeach that's made later the Mizbeach on a purchase that Moshe Rabbeinu made, because it's basically modeled on that Mizbeach. And that Mizbeach was too small for the Korbanos that were being brought on the day. So it boils down to a question of whether the Gzeirah Shavah of Ravua is meant to compare the Ravua of the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi in Yecheskel to the Ravua that is mentioned in Shmos about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, or, because, and according to him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I learn it out from there, then that means the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which mentions 5 by 5, is 5 by 5 only from the middle in every direction. That means it's really 4 squares of 5 by 5, a total of 10 by 10. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi, it makes more sense to compare the Ravua Yiyeh to the Mizbeach HaZahav. What are they arguing in? Ma'asav adonim chutz mechutz v'endonim chutz bipnim. One man, the Omar, holds, why would I go to the Mizbeach HaZahav if I, which is, now I'm going to be learning out a Mizbeach which is inside of Eichel, Mizbeach that's outside of Eichel. Better to learn, thank you very much, the same Mizbeach, just at different times. But both of them being the Mizbeach, that's what I made Bachutz. Whereas that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, because Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't clean me clean, they ain't done clean me binyan. Does it make sense that we're going to compare the Mizbeach HaNechoshes to the binyan on Mizbeach of Avonim? Makes more sense to compare it to another Kli. At that time, the Mizbechos were Kalim. So the Kli of the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Kli of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes are more likely to be compared than to compare the Mizbeach HaNechoshes to a building that takes place hundreds of years later that takes the place of the Mizbeach, but it's not even a Kli. I mean, a building anyway is going to have completely different measurements. It's understandable. Why would we look at the Ravua in one to define the other?
It's a Kli because it's not
Kabbalah. Yeah. Yeah, it's made out of metal. It's meant to be metaltel. I mean, the reason I don't want to accept what you're saying directly is because in the end it was Bechor Lekar. Every time that they landed, they poured karka into it to make it a Mizbach Adama. But Lamaita, that was an addition to the cinema that was giving it its makam. And here we finally get to the reason that we brought all of this for the past almost entire daf, which was we wanted to know what Rava meant when he said, made a review to the Damim. Oh, so here's where Rava says, even though, according to Rava, you can be makriv korbanas on the floor, because he gave it a kedushas in his bayah, but Rav Yehuda is made that when it comes to the dam, the zrikas of dam has to be on a mizbeach. You can't throw it on the floor, even if it has the kedusha of a mizbeach. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda omer, kol sechad hayam nimalei midam ha-ta'arovet, vishofko agabe ha-mizbeach. Since, according to Rav Yehuda, the problem over there is that in the massive confusion of bringing a million carbon pestos all within one day, so in order to avoid, in case one of the kalim slipped, says Rabbi Yehuda, what you do is you take and what they did is they sealed the drain in the Beis HaMikdash on that day so that the dam would pile up and you know, get up to the ankles of the Kohen. So the dam of the mixture on the floor would be taken in a cup and poured out on the mizbeach in order to make sure that if anything had dropped, that it ended up on the mizbeach. It's okay, but it's a mixture, but as long as you have some of the dam on the mizbeach, it's kosher. So now this is like one of those, what's that medical thing in which they give you a little tiny bit of the substance? Yeah. So the homeopathic medicine, they take supposedly, I mean, like if you analyze the actual molecular weight, 99% of the homeopathic medicines are water. There's nothing in them at all. Okay, well, that's very good. The way it works. And the same thing happens over here. I mean, he's taking the dhammatai, as you take a cup, so you'll have a couple molecules of the dam, but that's also good. So, but if Rav Yehuda would hold that the Ritzpah has a dinner than these Beach, I feel a Gabi dam, why do I need to take the dam from the Tarekas? It was already on the Mizbeach. So it's clear that Rav Yehuda holds that the, even though the Ritzpah was Mekudesh, but it wasn't Mekudesh with Gabi Domi. So let's see that inside. May the Rabbi Yehuda Dami. The Tzayi Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Chata Yama Malei Midam Ata'arobe. The Torah book. V'shofko Agabe Mizbeach. In order, she'im Yishapev Tano Shalachar Nim Nimtze Zemach Shiro. In case something had fallen and didn't get to the Mizbeach, so this would be Machshir. Remember, but was really, I mean, the way they used to do it, they had, you know, two lines. It was an assembly line. Which they would take the dam, pass it to the next dam, they passed the dam, and it kept going around. They would bring back the empty ones down to the new thing. So it's very easy for something to simply spill out. I mean, when you're doing millions of them.
What if the carbon's already eaten? How can they mock?
No, how could the carbon already be eaten?
No,
it's the carbon pepper. It's a carbon pepper. You only eat it at night.
Right. Okay.
So maybe the point over here says the Gemara, the Isa, let's see the right, he's talking about the Sakhar of Yehuda Kula Azor Mikdashu. If you hold that the entire Azor is Mekudesh for the Mizbeah Pesa, the Elei Mitzvah, say it already with your Yoy to the Mitzvah. No, that's no Ryan. Dilim Shem the Gatsava Shvicha Mikayach Adam Be'ina. If something falls, it's not called Shvicha. Maybe the Shvicha means that somebody has to pour it. If you didn't pour it, then it's not a kosher. A shvicha, so you have to pick it up in order to pour it. No, see if so, you could pick it up and just pour it out again. But you have to, he says, you pick it up, and you go to Mizbeach, and you pour it up in Mizbeach. If he holds it to reach fast, it's in Mizbeach. Let it go and go. At the end of the day, pick up a cup and throw it out on the spot. So, nishpach le'adulte. Okay, I mean, once you're doing Mishumim Dilim, Mishum Devina Mitzvah, and I'm Mokher. I mean, maybe all of this, I'm supposed to look up here and be on a Mizbeach. So maybe put it on the Mizbeach in order to be Makai Mitzvah and Mokher. I mean, that's already not a riot. Omar Rabbi Elazar.
But the Shechita was never on the Mizbeach. And the whole argument was, how could you shecht a million korbanot on the square on our
No, no, not the, no, the Gakrova we were talking about.
No, originally, when all the Mizbeach started, wasn't it
the
Mizbeach?
Yeah, no, 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 no. Well, you're getting a little, I'll tell you what's confusing you. What's confusing you is that the raya that we brought about Shlomecha, right? Zvachecha, Olosecha, Shlomecha, that raya had originally been brought by the Gemara in the beginning of the parak to show the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda about how much of the Mizbeach is considered to be self-beham. And here we were using it in order to say a completely different halacha, which is ours, so you know. Exactly. But it doesn't mean that we were shechting on the Mizbeach. I mean, that wasn't the point. We were worried about where we were going to makrib. So we were analyzing the interrelationship of the size of the Mokum HaMa'arocha, which is the place of the Haktorah, at the time of Mesha and at the time of Shlomo. But the two sugyas don't match. We just flowed in from one into the other. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach shenivgam ein ochlim begino shiarei mincha. We talked before about the din of nidcha. So that's how we got into this. Is once there's a pagam in the Mizbeach, so we had a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether balechai nidochim or enem nidochim. The question is, everybody was made of it. If you had korbanos that had been shechted there, and the Mizbeach is nifkam, that they become potzel at that point, and if you rebuild the Mizbeach, it's not going to help you, because they were already nidochim. My focus was whether if you have a balchai that you didn't shecht yet, whether it's also, you know, Rav Yochanan held yes. Now, the Rebbe Elazar says a completely different issue. Legabe the din of achilas kachin, the mizbeach shenifkam ein ochlim begino shiarei mincha. If it's nifkam, you also can't eat kachin. So, quite aside from the question of whether you'd be able to be makir, can't be makir on such a mizbeach. If you have basar ayla, you no longer be makir. If you have imurim, you can't be makir. But there's another problem, says Rebbe Elazar. Because Lamaisa, I'm going to prove to you that you can't eat kachim kadashim, at least to start with, you can't eat it if there's something wrong with the Mizbeach, even though the eating doesn't really have any direct connection to the Mizbeach. But the Torah made them interdependent, because it says in the Pasuk, Shenemra, V'ochlu ha-matzot Eitzel ha-mizbeach. I mean, what is that supposed to mean, Eitzel ha-mizbeach? V'chi Eitzel ha-mizbeach ha-chlua. I mean, we know that the only din of achila by the mincha, which is kachi kadosh, is b'makom kadosh. Makom kadosh means anywhere in the Azor. We already saw, we have opened up doors, it can be anywhere in the Azor. Even if you hold that it's dependent on Pesach, which we showed before, is most unlikely. So why would the Torah say it has to be next to Mizbeach? Whoever heard of an achila? It says the Farish of the Suya Mincha the Makom Kadosh.
Mincha
Kodesh Kadosh. Ela Bizman Shu Shalem, the Lo Bizman Shu Chaser. Eitzel Mizbeach is the same sense that we used in the Pasuk of Zavachta Olav, that we said V'chi Olav Atazovech. Doesn't mean Olav literally, as we started the Suya. It means that the Mizbeach has to be whole. So we're bringing now the same halacha from the word eitzel. In other words, if it's side by side with a kosher mizbeach, then you can eat in the makom kadosh. You can eat your mincha. But if it's not side by side with a kosher mizbeach, you can't eat either. So that means that the din of achilas kehanim is also dependent on the kachas of the mizbeach. So bizman shu shalem, bizman shu chaser. Okay, that's shiori mincha. How about other kachay kadoshim? So regular kachi kachimi nalam, Talmud Lomar, Kodesh Kodashimi. We learn it out from the Pasuk, since it identifies now Kodesh Kodashim by Mincha and by all the other cases, Kodesh Kodashimi by the Achila. So it means it's comparing the two Achilas. How about Kachim Kalim Minai? How do we know that Kachim Kalim also are dependent on a kosher Mizbeach? From Rabbaye. Oh! Ask him Midrashat Rabbi Yosef. I have brilliant insight over here. Kachim Kalim, the Maisa, are an outgrowth of the famous drush of Rav Yosef. The Tanya Rav Yosef Ber Shlosha Dvarim Mishum Shlosha Zekelim V'zeh Echad Mehem. There were three things Rav Yosef used to say over the name, each one the name of another one of the Zikni HaChachamim. And one of them, which relates to our sugya, is that Rav Yishmael Omer, Yochol Ya'ale Adam Ma'atzer Sheni LiYerushalayim V'yocholenu Bezman Hazeh. You might think that even though it's time during the time of the Korban, a person can nonetheless take Ma'aser Sheni, which is the Araisa according to him, because he holds that Kedusha was lo batla, insofar as Kedusha Sa'aretz. We must distinguish between Kedusha Sa'aretz and the Kedusha of the Bayis. This is a very confusing thing, because we often find that you can hold one is not batla and the other one is batla. As a matter of fact, one of the most astonishing shitas is the Rambam shita, which on the Parshas runs counter to all the Gemaras, that the Kedusha of the Bayis wasn't batal because it's Kedusha Shechina, but the Kedusha of the Aretz was batal. But here we're going to look at it the other way around. So Yehot Kedusha Aretz was not batala. Therefore, Meiser is the Araisa. So the question is, can I bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it instead of being paid it and waiting for the money for the Beis Hamikdash to be built, or if Chas V'Shalom the Shnas Biyum Meisus runs around first before the Beis Hamikdash is built, you have to throw it out. But you might think you can actually eat it for dinner. I wanted to show you that that's not the case, because Bechor Ta'un Hava At Makom, we know that you need to bring your Bechor to the Beis Hamikdash and eat it there. And the Maaser of Sheni is Ta'un Hava At Makom. It says that you have to bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. And therefore, it seems rather obvious that just like a Bechor Eino Ela Bifnei Habayit, there's no choice but to eat the Bechor when the Beis Hamikdash is built. And why that's so true, the Gemara is going to question momentarily. Af Maaser Sheni Eino Ela Bifnei Habayit. Says the Gemara, well, how can you compare the two? The Bechor requires Matan Davim Ve'emurim Lagavi Mizbeach. I mean, well, of course the Bechor is dependent in the Bayit. I mean, the Bechor, after all, requires a Mizbeach. We're talking about a Bechor. It's a regular Korban, and it requires Matan Davim Ve'emurim and the Mizbeach. So naturally, you have to take it to the place where there's a Mizbeach. But Ma'aser Sheni, what does Ma'aser Sheni have to do with the Mizbeach? That's interesting. Here you see, it's a very similar interrelationship. The Akila, as long as it was a Mizbeach, we're trying to say that nonetheless, the Akila of Ma'aser Sheni, the same way that we said the Akila over here of Kachi Kachim, is somehow dependent on the same type of thing that something that would require the Mizbeach is dependent on. Well, Bikurim Yochichu, now hold on a minute. Bikurim, you also cannot bring to Bizman Hazeh. And they don't require dam or emunim on the mizbeach. No, true, they don't. But I mean, they certainly require mizbeach for hanocha, because it says v'hinach tosher to put it in front of the mizbeach. So maybe they're also dependent on the bayis. But why should Ma'aser Sheni be dependent on a bayis as opposed to the kedusha of Yerushalayim? And that's all that's required. Talmud lomar ve'hevetem shama alotechem. Therefore, comes along now the pasuk to compare that you bring your olos and your bechor and your ma'aser v'gamcha. So it's makish ma'aser v'bechor. Ma bechor eino ela b'fnei habayit, af ma'aser eino ela b'fnei habayit. Therefore, we know now, so far we've just begun. Therefore, we know now that you have to eat dafka at a time that you've got the Beis HaMikdash. Now, let's examine this more. We just went through it briefly. Let's take a look now. First of all, there's something very fishy about this, because why didn't we just make a ma'atzah from Bikurim and Bechor? We said, you can't learn out of Bechor because it requires matadami v'murim l'gamiz be'ach. So we said, okay, Bikurim yokiku. So we said, Bikurim you can't learn out because it requires hanocha. So we said, okay, I give up. I mean, we never give up. We always say, so let's go back to Bechor, let's bring it out as a ma'atzah. Why do we skip that step? So for na'adah din of the nesiv ma'atzad, why don't we just bring it to ma'atzad? No, because then we could easily have said, it's obvious, it wasn't even kedai to do it, because ikal mifrach ma'atzad ha'shavesh rem shgesh rem tzad mizbeach. I mean, the first thing we would have said is that, look, if both of them require on some level a mizbeach, one requires it for dam and emurim, the other requires it for hanokah. But That's the common denominator. So something that needs the Mizbeach has to be brought at the time the Mizbeach exists. But same thing, Mice or Shani, what does it have to do with the Mizbeach? So that was partial. But let's think about what he was saying. He was saying, let's bring a raya from Bechor to Mice or Shani. Why is one more obvious than the other? Mikasava. But what is the shita over here? Ikasava kedusha rishon and kichul shayt and kichul atid lavo. If he holds lemaisa, Rabbi Shmuel, that the kedusha rishona of the bias was also kaddish liyasid lavo, which is what he holds about the Eretz Yisrael, because obviously he's worried now about maisa diaraisa, what's it then? He's comparing the bechor diaraisa and so on. So if he holds kedusha to Eretz as kaddish even bisman hazeh, then what is his shita legabe the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash itself? If he holds that the Beis Hamikdash is still kadosh bizman hazeh, so then what's the problem? So afilu bechor nami. Why can't you bring up a bechor? What's your problem? You have to be makrivit. So be makrivit. Because if you hold kedusha rishona was lo batla, you can be makriv even though there's no bias. So what's the problem? So be makriv your bechor. And Ika Sava, that the Kiddusha Rishona is Loki Chalati Lavo, that when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, there's no Kiddusha Bizman Hazeh. So then you have the same question about the Bechors. And if you look before Namiti Boy, you have to ask, the same issue is true about a Bechor as well. I mean, why is it any more obvious to you that a Bechor requires, assuming that of course you had already been matir the Bechor. In other words, you were makriv the Bechor and so on. And now the issue is, can I eat it? If there's no longer a Mizbeach, the bias is choruv. Can I eat it? Well, I don't know. I mean, why is it more obvious what the din is by Bechor than it is by the Shlomi, by the Maitre Sheni? It's exactly the same thing. Now you see that we're attending directly to the question that we just asked on Ahmed Aleph. Our question was, what about Kachin Kalim? This is Bechor. Can you eat it even though there's no Mizbeach? And this is what Rabbi Yishmael is coming to address. Says Abaye, so Lamaisa, Kachin Kalim ends up being addressed by this Rasha. Because if the Pasuk, you're going to come along and going to say that the Pasuk is learning out from Bechor, well, we've got to establish now why that's a given to Bechor, but however it's given, that's going to be the Din of Kachin Kalim. And if that's going to be the Din of Kachin Kalim, I just answered from this famous drush of Rabbi Yishmael what the Din would be. We've got to ask Kachin Kalim, next to his band. So now we're getting close. The Gemara is saying, okay, why is it obvious to you when it comes to Bechor? I mean, Mamanachap, if you hold that the din is that the Mizbeach, that the Beis Hamikdash is still Kodesh Bizman Hazeh, so bring up a part. If you hold that it's not Kodesh, what's obvious about the part? The same questions you had about the Meiser. So Bechor Nami Kiboy. Amar Ravina says, Ravina, well, I'll tell you. L'yolam Tefer Lo Kiksha, the din is that the Pshita of Rabbi Yishmael is that the Beis Hamikdash is not Kodesh Bizman Hazeh, even though Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh Bizman Hazeh. And what's the question? Obviously the question is not Rupshon. The Rakumam Eskinan, Bibakoshin is Raktam or Kodam Churban Abayis. Obviously the Bechor in question is kosher to eat, except for the fact that there's no Mizbeach. How did we make it kosher to eat if there's no Mizbeach? And if once the Churban is there, the bias isn't Kodesh anymore? Very simple. This was a Bechor that was brought on the Mizbeach before the Mizbeach was destroyed. The Kohen is running up with his Bechor to eat the meat while the Romans are invading the Beis Hamikdash, destroy the Mizbeach, and he's got 5 minutes to live to eat his Bechor, and he wants to know, can I eat this or not? That's the question. Now that's obviously the only way in which the question could be asked. Otherwise, there's nothing that's going to be similar between the case of the Bechor and the Meisim. Vadayin b'saro kayim. Now the buzzer is still there. And the reason that it's obvious that you can't eat it is because since the Torah compares the buzzer to the dam, because remember our famous pasuk that we've dashed as b'saram, as damam, disrobe, as b'saram, which we were constantly, we're Dorish, damam, damolo nemar, damam, B'sarol Nemar, B'saram, that was the marker of our comparing B'char to Meiser Behema, the Pesach. But meanwhile, it's also a hekesh of the dam of a B'char to the Basar of a B'char. Ma'damo b'mizbeach ap b'sarol b'mizbeach. Which means that the Torah is telling me that there's a dependency on the Mizbeach. Afilu d'kachim kalim. That's amazing. Now that means that we can derive from the din of Bechor the answer to your question. How do I know that kachim kalim are in fact also dependent on the Mizbeach? But having determined that that's true, let's first finish our drasha. Having determined that that's true by the Bechor, we're now turning around and we're going to learn out Meiser from Bechor, because the Torah, after all, compared Ma'atar de Gamchat Yerushkav Yitzarecha to Bechorot Bechorcha Vitzarecha. So therefore, I can use, now that I've established what the din is of the Bechor, I will now know the din of Meiser Sheni, except, of course, for one small problem. Bechidor Alamad Behekish, Choser Malamed Behekish. Now that you're telling me that the Torah is comparing the dam of the Bechor to the Basar of the Bechor, and now we're going to compare the Basar of the Bechor with another Hekesh to Meitzer Dagan, so now we're doing a two-stop a Hekesh over here, and that was one of the no-nos, because we have two Rayas, that you can't do a Hekesh from a Hekesh. Ah, yeah, but Meitzer is in Kodesh, Meitzer is Chulin. There you go. Is it Meitzer Dagan or Chulin? Oh, that's true. If you hold it, you look at what's being learned out too. So we were trying to prove the din to Meiser Dagan. But as we already saw before, not everybody agrees that with that. And Laman Yamar Basar Milamed Atrin. If you hold, you go according to the source. Source of is Bechor. Bechor is Kadesh. Which means you can't use a drush of the Kadesh to teach me something about Meiser Dagan either. So what are you going to do? If you hold Basar Milamed Atrin, am I Ikilanema? Well, here we have the same issue that we had before about Kutzkut's name. That dam ubasar chodam yosi. We don't look at that as two steps. Because having made a hekesh like that, it isn't a hekesh. It's simply telling me that's a bechor. Bechor consists of dam, bas, and so on and so forth. Anyway, Rubin was very impressed with this because he thought it was ingenious that a buyer comes up with this pshat to learn out the din of kachim kachim from bechor. Fantastic. So when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he tells over Reb Yirmiyah this brilliant drasha that we came up in Bavel, and Rabbi Yirmiyah's response is, oh, Bavloi Tipshoi, these idiots, Bavel people. I'm to the Yazfi Ba'arach Hashukha, they live in this dark land, so I'm a Shmaitz at the Mechashah, they say over these dark, unintelligible drashas, which if you think about it, I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, we never would have said anything so dumb. I mean, I understand. I mean, we have a very famous bright. How did he miss this one? It said, "Mamash of the Persians, etc." The Tanya b'shat siluk masaot kodashim nifsalim v'zavinu mitzoraim mishtafim chutz lomechitza. I mean, this is funny. This is like kindergarten stuff when they were traveling in the midbar. So what happens? They wrap up the mishkan, put away the mizbeah. And now, you no longer have a mizbeach. Now, at that point, the kachim become fossil. Wow. Right? You have no mizbeach. So far, everything sounds fine. The machana is still intact. Because even while you travel, you still have a din of machana Yisroel. You may not have a din of machana Shechina, according to the Rabbein of Peretz, but you certainly have a din. But Rashi learns you have a din of all sholesh machanas, because everything simply travels along. You just don't have a mizbeach. But it's not that you lose the din of the machana in terms of shechina. But mainly the din of tuma, there's no let up for the poor mitzvah. He can't come back home even when they're traveling. And there's no din of a zav going along. They got to walk outside along with everybody else. They can't come into the machana. So it's a traveling machana. Good point. I don't know, see. Good point. He's outfunked me again.
What is
it? So if that were the case, if Rabbi Peretz is right, that there still had been a Mark Mishkina, should have mentioned to Mesmes also to make it clear. Uh-huh. Right? Good point. I mean, the Rashi Gufa learns that if Rashi's right, sorry, if Rabbi Peretz Gufa learns that there is no Mark Mishkina. So, all right, we'll put that in our pipe to smoke it. But so far everything is okay. But here is what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Here's where you mess up. Because there's another brisa. And again, anybody who's been through first grade has obviously already thought out the contradiction in this brisa. I mean, unless they're living in L.A. So therefore, so it says, b'shnei mikomot kodeshim ne'achalim. Nonetheless, brisa says that kachim can be eaten in two places in the Midbar, meaning that whether it's eaten at the time that the Mishkan is in its Mokar Kavua, in other words, during the time of Chanaya, or whether you're in the process of moving around and it's Bishat Nisiyah. Now that's a contradiction in my books. I mean, either you say Kachem and Nipsalim, or you say Kachem and Nipsalim. I mean, you can't have them both. Obviously, the only solution is my love, I'll be Kachem Kachem, I'll be Kachem Kachem. So apparently, Kachem Kachem lose the right for Akila at the time that the Mizbeach is folded up, and Kachem Kachem don't. Now, I don't care how many drushes Abai is going to come up with to prove that that's not the case, because the Braita says that that is the case, and that Kachem Kachem, in fact, are not Nipsalim. And so this special din over here about Bechor, which the Torah is comparing the Dam to the Basar and so on, I mean, it's obviously something that's unique. We don't learn not to Kachem Kachem. Omer Ravina, not necessarily. Maybe Edeb Edeb Kachem Kachem. Maybe both of these brightness are a reference to Kachem Kachem, and Kachem Kachem do become fossil the moment that his back is folded away. Velo Kasha, or Rabbi Yishmael or Rabban. I mean, Abai is bringing the drush from Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds, clearly, that we learn out the Bechor as a given, the Dam from the Basar, because he just takes it for granted that you can't eat a Bechor b'zman hazeh. Now, according to him, then Ein HaFinani, the halacha is that the Kachem Kachem are Nipsalim, and that's what Abai is saying. The fact that there's a sheet of the Rabbanan that argues on him and holds that we don't learn out Basar and Dam, fine, maybe the other brisa represents the Chachamim, I mean, it's a machlokas hashitas. And therefore, you cannot bring a raya that everybody is crazy in L.A. There might be a good drasha once in a while that comes from the Aragah Hashuva. And we'll get to his other approach. Wait. When are we learning on Shabbos? Would it?
For me, we've been meeting at 9:30 most of the time.
We have indeed. However, there's a slight problem for me on 9:30, and that is that I have met Napoleon.
Oh, we're leaving again?
It's his fault. He is leaving, and because of that, I'm going. The day he comes back, I'm coming back. Now, that's it.
When are you coming back? When are you coming back?
Don't tell them.
You're not leaving. I got a gun.
Now, come on, you like the Miami place.